This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves underneath thy mighty hand today, just to thank you and praise you for who you are, as you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. I'm ever so grateful and thankful, precious Father, for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today. In the name of Jesus, we're ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living, to be on top of the ground, ground not on top of us. I'm actually behind Calvary's cross. Anoint these lips of clay, use me, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, we pray right now, Lord. Hallelujah, bind it up all technical difficulties, anything. I'm trying to hinder the word of God from going forth today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you in advance for answering prayer, for honoring requests, and most of all, for saving souls. In the name of Jesus. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God. This is Apostle Dudley Tebow. Hallelujah, coming to you today in that name that's above every other name. And we thank God. And probably Lisa Tebow. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one that's listening in, for those that will be listening to this broadcast at a later date. If you have a Bible, amen, I would like you to go to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 29. We'll be looking at verse 11 through 13. And also Isaiah 1 and verse 19. And the word of God reads in Jeremiah 29. Verses 11 through 13. And the word says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." In Isaiah 1, verse 18, the word of God reads, "If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised, and his word will not return to him void. We thank God because he goes to and fro looking for those that are reaching out in faith. God looks over his word to perform it. Matter of fact, he honors his word above his name. We serve a God who sits high and looks low, a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Just for these next few minutes, I want you to pray with me and for me as I bring forth the word today. Today we're going to be talking about achieving greatness God's way. Achieving greatness God's way. God promises us an abundant life, but we cannot have abundance unless we position ourselves in the greatness of God. The book of Proverbs 29, verse 18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. We must have a vision of God and pray to be God-focused rather than self-focused, because God is big enough to take care of your smallest need. In the eyes of Jesus, greatness flows from three places. First, greatness flows from sacrifice. We are called to give up who we are right now in 2020 so that we can become who God wants us to be. Yes, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. According to 2 Corinthians 5:17. The second thing that we want greatness to flow in our lives, we are called to service. We are called to give ourselves to others and to invest our lives in those around us. The third thing, if we want greatness flowing in our lives, is selflessness. We are called to give ourselves to Christ and his kingdom. Achieving greatness God's way. Yes, greatness flows out of sacrifice. The hope and peace that we have as Christians flows out of the sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf. Jesus is our stern example. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He's the one that has set the bar for us to follow. He's the one that has completed his course, his work here on earth, of ascending on high, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. Hallelujah. Achieving greatness God's way. In the book of Proverbs 25, verse 2, it says, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. Any man that is great is a man whose life is blessing others, other people, each and every day. Greatness is not purely a message of the saving of a man, but how much a man have invested into the lives of others. Let's say that again. Any man or woman that is great is because their lives is blessing people every day. Greatness is not purely a message of the saving of a man or a woman, but how much they have invested into the lives of others. You see, a given life, it's a great life. Sometimes we don't want to get involved. Sometimes we want to be to ourselves. Well, Jesus, he was among those that was less fortunate, among the sinners, among those that society had rejected, those that society had given up upon. Jesus, he ministered to the lost souls. And we as followers of his, we must have the same mindset. We must have the same zeal, the same drive to minister to those that we come in contact with. Those that hallelujah, may not, as far as society go, is in great standing with society or on the social ladder. Jesus gave us an example on how to be great. We must stay low. We must be involved in the things of God. Achieving greatness, God's way. Success is not a product of accident. It doesn't happen by chance. It is never inherent. But greatness is. Greatness is not a promise, but it is a covenant. And one must learn how to activate it. You see, in the book of 3 John, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers." Notice, our soul has to prosper first. The word says in Matthew 6:33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added." So our priority in life should always be to seek spiritual things first as a born-again believer, as a child of God. You see, God has destined every believer to be great, even from the foundation of the world, even before we were formed in our mother's womb. God has predestined us for greatness. So, believer of Christ, we must learn to submit ourselves to the authority of God in order to have the covenant of greatness activated onto us. Again, people of God, believers of Christ, we must learn to submit ourselves to the authority of God, of Jesus, in order to have the covenant of greatness activated onto us. In other words, we must be God-focused instead of self-focused. We must look at people the way God looks at them. Look beyond their faults and see what their needs are. Pray for them. Intercede. Stand in the gap. Again, the key to having prosperity, God's way, is through obedience. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, hallelujah, the latter part of the verse, "Obedience is better than sacrifice, and hearken than the fat of the rams." So obedience to God, obedience to his word. We will see, like Isaiah 1:18, 1:19 says, "If we be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." So we must be willing, having a willing heart, and walk in obedience of knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? Achieving greatness, God's way. You see, a man that will be great in this life must learn to obey God and God alone. Listen, you'll either obey God or you'll obey man. One of the two. We have to make up our mind up for ourselves. Yet God will not press his will on our lives. We got to be open and honest, just like what the word of God says in Isaiah 1:18. "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." God is always ready and willing to bring us out, to turn us around, put our foot on solid ground. God is always willing when our back is against the wall. Hallelujah, to open up a door that will enable us, hallelujah, to do better. In the book of Proverbs 22, verse 29, it says, "Seest thou a man that excels in his business, he shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before unknown men." So this is the key for us to understand that God is a just God, an awesome God. God hates idle hands and finds it very difficult to bless those hands. Again, God hates idle hands, just like an idle man. And he finds it very difficult to bless them. People of God, no matter how much you know to pray, you have got to learn how to work with your own personal hand in order to walk into greatness. When we look around in 2020 and we see people, able people that is able to work, that is able to, hallelujah, do things, but yet they are slowful. They want things to come to them instead of going and apply to get a job to work. The Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. So we as able, healthy human beings, we must learn how to work and work very diligently with our hands that we may be able to walk in greatness, be able to walk in abundance. Hallelujah. Yes, the word says in John 10:10 that the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, "I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." And we must work diligently requires hard work on our behalf. You see, gone are the days when people fold their hands or their arms and pray for God to send them manna, which he did. We read about it in the Old Testament, even in the wilderness experience of the children of Israel, God's people. But you see, that stopped in the wilderness. The policy have already been modified. Now, it simply said in the New Testament, "He that will not work shall not eat." You see, your hands have been given to you by God to work with. Your hands have been given to you to provide for your need. So God expects us, if we are able, to work. He expects us to be active in our lives. So achieving God's greatness, God's way, is vital, important, and essential to our well-being. In the book of Hosea, chapter 4, and verse 6, the word says, God says, that my people are destroyed due to a lack of knowledge. Don't allow yourself, brothers and sisters, to become obsolete in the field of your practice. In other words, work. Make your work count. Hallelujah. And be joyful about it. Thanking God for a job. Thanking God for giving you the ability to work, thanking God for opening up that door that you'll be able to provide for yourself and your family. Work is a four-letter word, but it bears a lot of weight. We must work. Jesus said in the scriptures, I must work the work of my Father while it is day, because night cometh that no man can work. So again, don't allow yourself to become obsolete in the field of your practice. You see, the extent of transformation of your life is a function of the relative information you have been able to gather and to utilize. Being a person of the Bible, a student of God's word, because truly understanding comes by reading God's word. Yes, you can have the knowledge, but without understanding, it's useless. But when you got the knowledge and the understanding, then you can know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. You can get before God in your private closet, pray and ask him. Whatever comes up, he'll lead you. For the answer is in his word. In 2 Timothy 2, chapter 2, verse 15, the word says, for us to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Brothers and sisters, study is very important. We can't wait just on Sunday morning or weekend or midweek service to open up God's word. No, we must do it on a daily basis. We must ask the Lord, hallelujah, to lead, guide, and direct us by his Holy Spirit. We must ask the Lord to give us instruction for this week's journey on a daily basis. Because his word is full of answers. Ask the Lord to lead us and guide us. Hallelujah to any question that comes up in this lifetime is found in the word of God. We must go to work. We must dig into the word for ourselves and find the treasures and find the, hallelujah, the answers to the questions that we may not be aware of. God's word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall abide forever and ever. So believers of Christ, believe it or not, the devil does not delight in the prosperity of any believer, because he knows that the prosperity of the believer will cause trouble in his kingdom. Yes, we as believers of God, we must press in order to get God's best. We must stand on his word, hallelujah, and believe his word, because his word will not return to him void. So people of God, take time each and every day of your life to take care and to take charge of the devil's schemes. His work through prayer. Because see, the devil's herbs must not have any ground or access to your finances, your time, and everything that you've been believing God for. So it is a must, as we put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We know the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. we know that he won't give up that easy. That's why it's so very important for us to pray each and every day, for us to plead the blood of Jesus over our lives, for us to be on the Potter's wheel, for our faith to be stretched. Let us become God's mouthpiece, his hands and feet, asking him to give us boldness to speak his word in spirit and in truth, to give us a spirit of discernment, that we'll be able to discern what is good and what is evil. Yes, God's word is real, and our focus should be on him and him alone. Jesus Christ is interceding for us in heaven as we cry out before him. Yes, achieving grace, God's word.
Worthy.
praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord belongs to him this day and forevermore. Again, we are talking about achieving greatness. God's way. God's way is the way to go for every believer of Christ. We have to understand that Jesus set the example for us. He showed us what humility was all about. He shows us through what he left the pattern for us to follow. Hallelujah. Again, like Isaiah 1:19 says, if we be willing and obedient, we shall enjoy, hallelujah, the good of the land. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Here in the word of God in Luke 6:38, this is a scripture dealing with finance. Give us a scripture that deals with the sowing and reaping principle. Here it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. This is a principle in God's word that the covenant that we have with him concerning sowing and reaping. So achieving greatness, God's way. No man or woman becomes great without knowing how to give of themselves to God, to Jesus, and to others. Remember, child of God, you are destined for greatness. Even though your future is already determined, you still need to constantly submit your lives to God. See, one thing about God, when we give our life to Jesus and we submit all to God, our whole being, the word of God says in Romans 12:1-2, brethren, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what the perfect will of God is in our lives. So achieving greatness, God's way, in the book of Mark 8:36, it says, for what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul, his own soul? You see, only God knows our future. So we have to make a decision on what is important in our lives, to set spiritual things first as a child of God, because we desire to please him. And in pleasing him, we have to line up with his will for our lives. And his will is found in his word. And his word will not return to him void. His word shall stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will be forever and ever. So, brothers and sisters of Christ, you see, the gospel transformation both creates and causes obedience from the heart of the believer of Christ. You see, the gospel message, it works from the inside out. Moral reformation, it creates insecurity and hypocritical criticism of others, in part, because we are attempting to win God's favor through performance, moral reformation, only works from the outside in. And when we look around us in 2020, that's a lot of believers of Christ, even in the body of Christ, that has a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You see, God wants us to surrender all means all, our whole mind, body, mind, and soul. Give it over to him completely, because we serve a God that's concerned about the whole person. So achieving God, greatness, God's way, believers of Christ, your life will change by the power of the cross. So your destiny is secure because you have placed your trust in Christ. But between now and Jesus' return, there must be evidence seen in our lives as believers of Christ. See, the word says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Even today, in 2020, there are Christians around the world that are being persecuted for following Jesus. According to the scriptures, hallelujah, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, it says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. We're not above the master. We know what they did to Jesus. Matter of fact, they took him, placed an old rugged cross upon his shoulders, took him all the way to Calvary's Hill, where he died for the remission of our sins, shed his blood for the remission of our sins, paid the price of becoming an ultimate sacrifice to bridge the gap between God and man. Jesus Christ is our prime example. He's the one that rose from the dead with power from on high, ascended on high, left instruction for his disciples as well as us to go out beyond the four walls, in the highways and the byways, and compel people to come, share the gospel message, the true message, with them. Again, child of God, only Jesus has the power to change lives. And only through him can you be secure in your destiny. Only through Jesus can you have the confidence of knowing that if God be for you, who or what can be against you? You see in the book of Galatians 2, verse 20, the word says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You see, brothers and sisters, as followers of Christ, it should be no longer what we want. The desires that should come, that should compel, that should drive us, should always be that of what Christ wants in our lives. We are not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. We've been drafted in the beloved family of God. God is. He is the one that leads, guides, and directs. He is the one that gives the orders. All we got to do is abide in Christ and let Christ abide in us. Hallelujah, and do God's work. Exciting news for every believer of Christ. God intent for you and I, for all believers. He wants us to grow and to mature so that we can be a positive influence in the lives of others. We need to learn how to dig into the meat of the word for ourselves, or we will never grow on a spiritual level. Again, believers of Christ, God wants us to grow and to mature so that we can be a positive influence in the lives of others, those all around us, those that are watching us very closely. We need to learn how to dig into the Word of God for ourselves, into the meat of the matter, the meat of the Word of God, so that we can grow and be a positive impact in the people's lives. Yes, there's too many in the year 2020. There's too many people that is still on the milk of the word instead of the meat of the word of God. So let's pray and ask God to give us a new commitment, a new hunger deep down within for his word. Hallelujah, that his will be done. Because we know Jesus Christ, he's coming back for a church without spot, limits, or wrinkles. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place, achieving greatness God's way. Here in the book of Matthew 20, verses 26 through 28, it says, Jesus says that whosoever will be great among you, let him be your servant. And whosoever will be first among you, let him be your servant or your slave. Even as the Son of Man came not to be served unto, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for men. Jesus taught his disciples one lesson over and over again, and the same lesson applies to us today in 2020 as disciples of Christ on how to have the mindset of a servant. And all that happens when you have a right view of ourselves and a right view of others. We have been blessed here. We have been blessed to be upon this earth, not for selfish reasons, but to be here, to be an impact in other people's lives. You see, in spite of all that Jesus has taught his disciples, as well as us here as believers of Christ in 2020, see, many of them, as well as we see here in the church arena, there are those that are more concerned about themselves and their privileges than they are about their duties and responsibilities. You see, brothers and sisters, most people of God, believers of Christ, they want the reward without the service. They want the benefits without the commitment. And they want the blessings without the dedication. So people of God, people are not prepared to follow, even now, to follow the example of Christ. In order to achieve greatness, God's way, we need to remember what Jesus did. We need to get into the Word of God and read what he went through for us. Achieving God's greatness, God's way, Jesus wants to remind us as followers of his that discipleship demands obedience and service. Discipleship demands obedience and service. People of God, you see, the world sees greatness in those who exercise power and authority. But God sees greatness in those that who serve him and who serve in his kingdom. Again, as Christians, we should achieve greatness not by the worldly way, but by God's way. See, the worldly way is to obtain greatness is through bribery, corruption, cheating, immorality, and the misuse of power. But on the other hand, God's way is through service to him and service to others. So you see, the measure of a man is not how many servants he has, but how many men he serves. Achieving greatness God's way. To the ministers of the gospel, some preachers view discipleship in terms of position and privilege. They don't preach to reach the people, but they preach to become famous and popular. They forget about the main purpose of their calling, which is to serve as the Master Jesus served. Say that again for those that will be listening in, those that are listening, those that will be listening later. For the real, true men and women of God, preachers sometimes view discipleship in terms of position and privilege. They don't preach to reach the needs of the people, but they preach to become famous and popular. They forget about the main purpose of their calling, which is to serve as Jesus served. Jesus again, he didn't come to be served too. He came to serve. And that should be the mindset that we should take as believers of Christ. So people of God, service to Christ or suffering for Christ should not be done because of the expected reward, but because of our love for Christ, for Jesus Christ, who's Lord of Lords and King of Kings, who is the one that have come down here to set an example for us, who did endure it all the way to the cross, died for all mankind, became the ultimate sacrifice for God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So I stop by to let you know, achieving greatness God's way, we all must always remember what Jeremiah 29:11 says. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, to give you hope in a hopeless situation. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. People of God, believers of Christ, achieving greatness God's way. Remember that greatness comes from sacrifice. Greatness comes from service. And greatness comes from being selflessness, not being selfish. God is good and worthy to be praised. There may be one, or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, this is the hour. This is your season. This is your time to get right with God. Your back may be against the wall. You may not know which way to go. You may be tore up from the floor. This is an opportunity for you, first of all, to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." It's just a matter of coming to the foot of the cross, repenting before God with a sincere heart. Let him know how sorry you are for the sins that you have committed. Ask him to forgive you, cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Have a heart of repentance, to repent before him. Repenting means that you go in one direction, made a 180-degree turn to another direction. In other words, you was lost, came to the place of surrendering your life to Christ, came to the place of realizing you needed help on a spiritual basis. Come to the foot of the cross. Repent of your sin. Let the Lord know how sorry you are for them. Truly mean it from your heart. Because the Bible says, after we repent, according to Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that we will confess in our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. For with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. If that's you tonight, and the Holy Spirit has been dealing with you, allow God, allow the Holy Spirit of God to come on in like a rushing mighty wind to lead God and direct you in which way to go. The angels in heaven is rejoicing over that one lost soul that came to Christ. The angels in heaven is saying hallelujah. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, we should be rejoicing with that lost sinner, that lost man, woman, boy, or girl that have come openly, sincerely, and gave their life over to Christ this night. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Oh, precious Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word will not return to you, Lord. We thank you for the teaching here tonight. We just ask that those that was listening, that Father God and the Holy Spirit of God will bring back to remembrance everything that was said. We just hope and pray that there was encouraged and exalted in the things of God. Just to have a made-up mind. Their mind is made up. Their heart is fixed. That the world is behind them. And the cross is before them. Move, precious Father, the way that you see fit. From this day forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. In accordance with thy perfect will. Let thy perfect will be established. Let thy perfect will be done. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. From this day forward. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Yes, the God that we serve, he sits high, but he looked low. The God that we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's always looking, and the angels is always looking. It's up to you and I to walk in obedience and be willing to listen and to follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus, who's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Jesus, who bridged the gap between God and me. Jesus, he is our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ, he's coming back for a church without wrinkle, blemish. He's coming back for prepared people. Take them to a prepared place. According to John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again to myself, that where I am, you may be also. You may be also. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We hope that you've enjoyed the broadcast today and you've picked up some tidbits or some points that you can apply to your life. If so, please feel free to share those with your friends and family. And please feel free also to share the telephone number so that your friends and family as well as you can join us again on Fridays and Wednesdays, Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, please share the telephone number with your friends and family and join us again on Tuesday, the Lord willing, at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you have questions or comments or you have topics that you'd like to be discussed, please feel free to write to Apostle Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Enjoy your weekend. Know that God is in control. Stay prayerful and be at peace. God loves you and so do we. God bless. Amen.